Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down. And will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge. It's so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Normally, we have like a 30-second warning.
Yep. What happened
and
there?
We didn't get a 30-second warning that time. Yeah. We're back! So Ike started off, and then I got in front of Ike. Ike almost ran me over. Thank God Ike stopped, but it pushed him to get back here later. Whew.
Yeah.
Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. None. And up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Been talking about the Phils all day. Now we have the Phils and Braves tonight on WIP. The first pitch is at 7:15. We have one Taiwan Walker going for the Phils. I didn't recognize the name of the guy that's pitching for the Braves. Who's going for the Braves?
His name's Grant Holmes.
Okay.
He's got a great like sweeper. Interesting pitcher. Feels like a guy that will shut them down for five innings.
And that's what I was going to ask. Is this? I'm always. If there's one thing that you're right about often, it is. Oh, this guy's going to own the Phillies.
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Now, it's interesting. They're batting like over 300 from the seventh inning on.
Yes.
But still, yeah, no, he's got pretty good stuff. He's interesting.
The Braves broadcast last night was very complimentary of the Phillies so far, almost in awe. There was a quote. I don't know who said it. I don't know which guy said it because where I still am until I moved down here, I couldn't watch our broadcast. I had to watch the Braves broadcast. So they were talking. And they said there was a very business-like atmosphere in the Phillies clubhouse prior to the game. Like a very only winning matters sort of thing. I thought it was interesting for the opposing team's broadcast to bring that up. Jack has mentioned that a few times. Their sort of mood around the team has been different this year.
Yeah, and that's good, right? You want them to be more business-like. But I wonder how that also has affected the daycare. You know what I mean?
Oh. That, I hadn't thought of that, actually.
The Stott. I'm just.
It's coming back.
What?
The daycare.
They're going to start dumping water on people
soon. It's
going
to start coming back.
Really?
Oh. Well, because
if anybody is superstitious, it's baseball players.
Well, they're playing good, though. I mean. Well, no,
but they aren't.
No, I know.
Oh.
And they look like they're wearing it.
Right.
Like on their sleeves.
Right.
And the heightened increase in we need to be locked in at all times, that was my concern, was is it going to strip the joy and the fun that those guys brought by being the younger kids on the team?
Well, because not everybody stays locked in the same way.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Everybody needs a different vibe in the way that they do it, and maybe the way that... Now, it's not like, by the way, it's not like Stott was knocking the cover off the ball last year, you know, dumping water
when he was
on
dumping
people.
Water.
Yeah, he was hitting 240 and dumping water on people, and Marsh was the exact same guy last year. But that is something to wonder about, whether that has crept into their brain about, you know, who am I? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to act? Maybe it has made them less effective.
And that's why I thought when Bryce, after opening day or before opening day, either way, when he said, I want the young guys to put the pressure on us, I don't think they've done that. I mean, I think that they're putting a lot of the pressure on themselves. We've seen Bohm react a lot. Stott, I think he's putting a lot of pressure on Marsh, same kind of things, because those guys are the ones that are close to paydays.
Right.
Oh, right. And there's that, too.
Yeah.
And they're getting close to contract time, whereas a lot of those other older guys, they're more made men in the league.
It's interesting. That is an interesting way to look at it. And not that I don't think anybody would be beating down the doors for them to go back to being the quote-unquote daycare.
Sure.
But it is something, too, if they've had the identity of the young guys on the team.
Yep.
Right? And so they've been sort of a fun-loving team. And we think about, you weren't here, but think back to 2022, Jack, if you remember, that was a big thing in the first half of the season before they fired Girardi. It was, he's too hard on the young guys.
Yep. And he's too stuck up, he was unapproachable, right. And there was a stiff clubhouse.
And then supposedly everything got... Yes, and supposedly everything loosened up after that, and the young guys started enjoying themselves, and they could be free to go out and play well, all that stuff.
Well, forgetting about the daycare stuff itself, I wonder if the pressure of what this year is affecting them as well. Because it's one thing for that pressure to come when you're a vet, and you've been to a bunch of all-star games, and so on and so forth, and this is just how it is. Mm-hmm. But this is, remember, their entire career here, the 22 team was a surprise.
Yep.
Even the 23 team didn't have a particularly great regular season and then went on a run. Mm-hmm. Last year was the pressure.
The
and they felt the pressure at the end. And I wonder if the pressure overall of this season is affecting them a little bit, too. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Which worries you more about the Phils, the bullpen or the daycare? 62.1% say the bullpen.
Three coughs.
Sorry, man. I'm trying to...
Oh,
no one's
four
coughs.
Jesus.
David in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going?
Need water?
Guys?
What's up, David?
Listen, hey, Ike.
Yeah.
Can any of you guys can get down to the field? Give my man Walker a little pep talk, man.
Can you please turn the radio off in the background, David?
Yeah.
It's good.
There we go.
I just want you guys to make him feel like he's part of the team.
Oh, Tywan Walker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody's going to boom tonight, and they're in Atlanta.
I mean, like, somebody's got to get down there and prep them up, man.
To Atlanta?
He's pitching tonight, right?
Yes!
Yeah, but it's on the road.
They're literally in Georgia.
Well, still.
Yeah.
Give him the pep talk, man.
All right, we will.
I'll give him a call.
Have you ever heard the name... Pim as like an Irish name, a traditional Irish name?
Well, you know, my name's Donnelly, so.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard Pim?
Birds of a feather stick together.
For sure.
Yeah.
Give him the pep talk.
Please. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We got you. We're going to give him a pep talk. All right, Dave.
I'm banking on it, man. If I don't hear anything, I'm not calling no more.
Well, is that a promise?
Ike, you better watch that.
I'm pro Dave in the Northeast. He was asleep yesterday. He's locked in today.
I'm going to come look for you.
No, I'm
all
just
right,
no, with
no,
you.
No, just we don't need that.
Don't let me do that now.
No, Dave, don't do that.
He lives that.
I just want to ask about the logistics of it's 5:38,
yeah,
and the game starts at 7:15. Even if we wanted to get to Atlanta to give Taiwan Walker a pep talk, it would be impossible.
Somebody get a phone call.
All right. Good point. Good point.
What? Why were you asleep yesterday?
Yeah, buddy.
What was that?
Why were you asleep yesterday?
Well, I had a tough day today, man.
That's a good point.
What was tough about it?
I felt good today. I got a job.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, congratulations.
And, you know, I'm back in the saddle again, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What job did you get?
Well, I'm working in a technology place. You know.
Oh, my ass.
That was Jack. That was Jack, David.
Why do you guys keep laughing every time?
No, I love you, David. I love you, David. What kind of technology? You like writing code?
just pop. Prep talk, man.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So, I get that.
Call him and say, hey, it's the president.
They'll believe that. Yeah, yeah,
that'll work.
He'll definitely answer.
Yeah. Can you impersonate the president?
I'm cutting all your
taxes.
I'm cutting all your plans.
Right, right. All your pension, 401k, all that. Yeah,
tariffs,
that's awesome.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
His calls just went straight down.
Yeah, yeah. We should. Technology,
now,
huh?
Now, Ike.
Yes.
Behave yourself, friend.
All right.
Yep, yep.
Come on, watch it, Ike.
Yes, I got you.
Come
I got you.
On. All right.
Fritz there. Fritzy.
Answer the man, Fritzy.
Yeah, what's up, David?
Keep him in line too.
Yes.
Yeah. All
right.
This
all
is
right,
good
guys,
stuff.
Look,
all right, David.
He's got to do something, man.
Okay.
I just, you know, I want to see him pitch a good game.
Well, he threw so six shutout innings last time, so
you can duplicate that tonight.
Yeah.
It's a new season.
Yep.
New. But if he wins, you think I can get a chunk of that $38,000? Or whatever he's making.
He's making a little more than $38,000.
Taiwan Walker's making $18 million.
$38,000 a game.
Yeah.
I'll take 20%.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm at that, you know.
Greedy, yeah.
Technology.
But anyway.
Yeah.
What happened yesterday anyway? I didn't even know what Don's score was.
You were sleeping.
I know.
Yeah. All right, David.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the score?
We got 7-5.
You meant what happened to
the Phillies. What? Yeah. We got to go, buddy. We got to go.
Come on, man. Give me a score.
7-5.
7-5.
Okay. That's what you had to say.
All right.
Seven,
all right.
Five.
Okay. All right. What are we? ESPN.com now?
What kind of technology?
What type of phone did you use to call us?
I'm on a cell phone.
You guys fixing rotary phones.
Rotary?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, that spike.
That were not years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
I know.
Come on, guys.
All right.
We got to give him
tighten
a pep talk.
Yeah, tighten up, man.
Tighten up. All right, David.
All right, David.
Or do something.
Okay, all right.
Carrier pigeon or something?
What kind of technology?
Yeah, how's a pigeon going to get from Philadelphia to Atlanta in an hour and a half?
Anyway, you never know, man.
Yeah.
How's he still on?
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to let him go. He won't say goodbye. All right,
it's
goodbye,
just heating up, actually.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say goodbye.
No, I don't want to either.
Right. I got
to
put him on hold for a second. We'll get back to him.
Yeah, maybe during the text line.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, we should have him do the text line.
Oh,
have him
my
read.
God.
Oh, man. Well, One thing that excites me as much as Dave in the Northeast is finally getting brand new windows in my house.
There we go.
Yeah, getting that new house. And Gaida is helping me out. I'll be honest with you, until I went through this process, I wasn't excited to get new windows and a new front door. But I'm actually really excited about it now. Gaida is going to help you do it. Getting brand new windows in your house and new doors in your house is going to do multiple great things that you know you just keep putting it off. Your energy bills are going to go down because it's going to keep the hot air out or the cold air out in the winter, right? The value of your home is going to go up, which is great as well. And you're going to be more comfortable. During the summer, it's 100 degrees outside. You don't want to be 100 degrees in your house. You don't have to be pumping up the AC all the way up the whole summer. That's what the new windows and doors will do. And what Gaida will do is make it easier for you to get them. No money down, interest-free financing for up to 36 months, depending on the size of your project. And if that's not enough for you, 72 months, which is 6 years of low monthly payments with no interest. And on top of all of that, if that isn't enough, I told the folks at Gaida, that's enough. They said, no, not enough. 20% off every window, every door they sell. There are restrictions. There's a minimum purchase, and the financing is subject to credit approval. All of those details, there's a lot of them. They can give you those. All you have to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. Talk to one of the friendly, lovely people over at Guida. You can even schedule a free in-home estimate or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, David.
Or how about if I do it myself?
See, there it is.
You do it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm pretty.
I was whacking that thing.
See, I got a technical job now. Well, why, Chief Man?
No, I know, but what is the job?
The job is a couple ceilings. Just had a door put in a couple of weeks ago.
That's not technology.
I had the front windows done.
Let him cook.
All by me, man.
Did you call God?
No.
Oh, you should.
I called Don Lee's Incorporated.
No.
All right,
David. Well, that doesn't. I guess we all have different ideas of what technology might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Mine's the right way.
Yes.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
I do it all by myself.
Yep. All right. We gotta go though.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Go.
All right.
I appreciate you, Dave. Wow.
Holy.
He sounded excited to get off the air.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
Like we were holding him.
Yeah. Is this been...
Okay, guys. Go.
Yeah.
Do you think from 4:30 to 5? Now, worst hour of phones we've ever had.
Yes,
like, I can't tell. Is it so bad it's good?
I don't know anymore.
I know.
I don't know.
Like, I've been entertained.
Yeah, I can't. Like I can't turn away from it.
Yeah,
I need more of
it. It's like a car wreck.
Yeah, but I can't tell if it's entertaining or not entertaining. Like the Pim guy was funny to me. Yeah. David was funny to me. I can't tell.
Well, it's entertaining. I don't know how knowledgeable it is and whether or not people are learning anything.
Oh, there's a 0% chance of that happening.
Yes. But I believe they are entertained by it.
David was very intent on us giving Taiwan Walker a pep talk.
Listen.
We got to find a way to get him and Herb together.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's next goal of this show.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIT. Save us, Justin.
Justone, what's up, brother?
Boys, I tell you what, I've been cracking up. I thought that was Herb doing a David impression or something.
Yeah.
David is on fire. Like, he started out yesterday snoring, sawing logs, and then today he comes in hot like Herb. I didn't know what the blue hell was going on, boy. That was, and you know how Jack gives poor old Buzz hell for the cow that's like, come on, Jack, like these last few now.
Yeah, you're the one putting them on here.
That's on you, Hall. Stop.
But I would argue it's been entertaining.
Talk down on Fritz for screening colors.
I disagree.
You think he's doing a good job.
Well, that David did bring it back up. He did. Oh, yep. And Truckhorn Jerry, y'all got to get him some blue chew so he can have some fun with the lot lizards down there in the truck.
White lizards?
Lot lizards.
Yeah.
They hang out at the truck stop.
Yeah. Jack has no idea.
Patrol the truck stops.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
No, yeah. Justin's loving it, though.
Yeah, Justin's loving this.
I'm telling y'all what, man, that call's got me. I forgot what I was even wanting to call about. I was listening to that dude. I was cracking up. But what I was going to say about Schwarber, man, y'all, if they don't re-sign him, Jack hit the nail on the head. He could be like the next Ortiz. He's only, 32? Ortiz played until he was 40, practically DH'd his entire career. Schwarber, that's all he's going to be the rest of his career. So if he plays another six years, I mean, he could really be like Ortiz. Ortiz, last year, he was 40 years old, and he hit 315. I'm not saying Schwarber could do that, but, I mean, if he could get around 290 or something like that,
well,
I mean, that would be
Ortiz was doing something else, too.
Well, now come on.
Well, that didn't matter for his Hall of Fame case,
no,
but Bonds can get in. Yeah. Can't get
that's
in.
That's not confirmed.
So. Wow.
He was on that list.
Yeah.
He may have been. I mean, LeBron, look at what he's doing it for.
Well, we know him. Yeah. Well, we know what the
well,
hell
there's
he's
nothing.
Doing.
There's nothing. He's the best.
Yeah.
The longevity.
Yeah.
He's the best flopper in the history of the game.
Oh, you don't know squat about basketball. You can't.
Warriors game last weekend, that looked like something off the Zapruder film. I thought somebody in the nosebleed shot him the way he went down. I was like, somebody shot LeBron. He's laying down flopping like a fish on the bank. Lord God help him. That was atrocious. Oh, my God. But anyway, I'm going to get off here and let you go. But, yeah, I agree with Jack, man. Schwarber could be like the next Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Give him some dadgum go juice. Who cares, man? Let him do steroids and hit it 500-600 feet. I don't care. Baseball was more entertaining back in anyway.
Who's your ladies' man?
Oh, Magic Johnson.
Oh, God, Justin is on fire today.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All right, Justin. Holy moly. We got to get out of here.
I was not expecting that one.
Yeah, this has been an hour and a half of radio.
And we didn't even talk about the one caller that predicted all of this.
Oh, Will.
Oh, yeah, Will.
Yeah, that was – and the tempo on him. He's like, guys, yeah. I got something for you.
It's like – you didn't know when to jump in.
The Eagles season ended 2 months ago.
Yeah,
he's telling
us called all of it.
A prediction he made in November?
With no real proof.
No. 5 straight games. He's a liar. I don't believe him at all. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Man. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike is out on Boehm because he loses his cool? Interesting. Black Gritty, Chuck and Mount Airy, and sometimes Corey in Columbus.
It's my job to lose my cool. Let me tell you, it's home runs when I lose my cool.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. What's next?
You know who else was on Baywatch? Erica Eleniak, who was in Under Siege and popped out of a birthday cake with no clothes on at minute 37. Spike still going on about Baywatch while revealing horror movies might not be his actual favorite.
No. Blown Away was only, it was an action movie that Nicole Eggert happened to be naked.
Oh.
Well, you were the one that birthed Horny Yoshi with your Mount Rushmore of nude scenes.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, no, you guys birthed Horny Yoshi, I think, with the, didn't you have a Halle Berry thing going on at one point?
Yeah.
Or Robin Givens. Something.
I was team Robin Givens.
Yes. Yeah.
Make that clear.
Yeah. What's next?
You know who's a ladies man? Ike. Ike knows what I'm talking about. Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of stories with
he
you.
He does have a bunch of stories,
yeah. You never told us any of those stories. What's next?
Spike wanting optionality over a winner? That's Maury Brain. Joe and New Hope.
There is a lot. I was waiting for somebody to say that.
That's Joe and New Hope.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while for Joe and New Hope.
For Joe and New Hope.
Oh, is that, is it Giglio?
Well, John, it's Giglio's best friend, Joe and New Hope.
Oh, yes. Got it. Yeah. I understand. All right. What's next?
Ike often struggles to remember specific pop culture details. Also, Ike threw out the rumor about Pete Davidson with the speed of a person who had just buzzed in on Jeopardy. Alex in Lancaster.
That's a good point. You did have that Pete Davidson rumor pretty quick.
Well,
yeah.
That's the reason why I knew him initially. It's with Kim K, right?
Oh, yeah.
That was my first time hearing of him.
Oh,
Kate
really?
Beckinsale?
Kim Kardashian, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was with Kim K. Oh, yes, I did.
Yes,
because
he did. Everyone did.
There was that weird thing with him and Kanye. Did Kanye call
Kanye
him or something?
Him,
that's what I'm saying. That's the only reason I heard of Pete Davidson.
Yep. What's next?
Is there video of it? Wilt from the grave asking about Spike's 250 push-ups.
Ah, fair.
Not bad.
I like that. Yes.
Very fair.
Yes.
I can't say anything to that. Very fair.
Except that you could provide video.
Yes, I'm going to hold up a little piece of paper that says 250. What's next?
Mike Mayock's draft analysis was pretty good, but if it didn't start with, "What it do? Did it even happen?" Okay, Andrew.
Okay, Andrew.
Yeah, he didn't read that right.
Yeah.
No. Like, that was not even close. Way to listen to the show, Battle.
Okay, Andrew. Okay, Andrew.
Okay, Andrew.
It's like when Ike does, stop.
Yeah.
Hair loss.
Oh, what's next?
Jeopardy host, 23 minutes. Jeopardy contestant, what is how long it takes Jerry the Truckhorn guy to get through two items on the docket? Mark and Modco.
Poor Jerry said he was going to see us at Chickie's. I said, we probably won't be there. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to go anyway.
And give her my number. I need to meet him.
Yep. All right. Do we have Fritz at 6? Oh, yeah. You're doing leading off because we have baseball night, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm
that's
just saying. Don't lose this game tonight. Man.
No. Can't lose two out of three
I'm
to the
saying,
Braves.
Yes.
Yep.
You think it's a must win?
Yes.
Yeah, because then all the pressure goes to my guy.
Yes, Nola, who will give up.
Lizardo's tomorrow.
Oh, Lizardo's
tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Nola
hasn't pitched in a week.
All pressure goes on my guy.
Your guy, yeah. So that is coming up next. Thank you for so much for listening. Man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You said we've been talking about ladies' men all show. Ike.
Yes.
We want somebody who listens to WIP Afternoon Show to be a true ladies' man, right?
That's right.
There's a lot of qualities, but performance in the bedroom.
That's the number one quality.
You got to be able to perform. You got to want to keep them coming back.
That's
and
right.
Could have cut that.
Wasn't expecting that live.
Yeah. Blue Chew is the way to do it. We talk about Blue Chew a lot. We're laughing. But it's very serious business in that it is a great product that can help you perform better when you need to perform. And there is no shame admitting that you could be a little bit better than you are. And if you don't think you're going to be happier, you'll be more confident. She will be much happier. And there's a million reasons why Blue Chew is better than any of the other products you've heard. It's the same active ingredients as the one you've heard, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Stax, and all that. But it's chewable, which is better because at a moment's notice, way easier.
You get the text on the drive home. We're all leaving the show now.
You have a pill.
Yep.
You have one of the Blue Chews in the car or in your wallet, whatever. Yep. It's all online, so you don't have to worry about any of those ridiculous doctor's appointments.
No.
You just meet with one of their medical pros online. It takes a couple minutes. And you don't have to go to the pharmacy because they make and ship everything right here in the USA, so it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tariffs, right, Jack?
Yep.
And then they ship it directly to your mailbox very quickly in a...
discreet?
Hard.
Package.
It really pops out and it grows.
So what we're going to do for you is the WIP Afternoon Show cares about you so much, we are going to cover your first month. Your first month is going to be free thanks to us.
On us.
And when you get it, you should send us a thank you note.
Yes, send us a thank you note. Use promo code 94 when you check out. It's going to be free. All you're going to do is pay $5 for shipping. Then you'll get it in the mail. You'll be a hero and you will be able to
chew it and do it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.